Nearly 50 years ago, Len Ragazin formulated the idea of speed ratings. Today, the Ragazin sheets are still America's premier speed rating product. Who uses Len Ragazin speed ratings? Trainers use the Ragazin sheets to place their horses. Breeders check the Ragazin sheets before making million-dollar decisions. And jockey agents consult the Ragazin sheets when choosing which horse to ride. But most importantly, the Ragazin sheets are used by players like you. The Ragazin sheets are available online at thesheets.com. Our website also offers free introductory material, including an online seminar. You can also receive free introductory material by calling us directly at 212-674-3123. That's the Ragazin sheets at 212-674-3123. Ragazin, the most respected name in racing.
Horse players, join the National Handicapping Championship Tour and take the first step at becoming a legend. For as little as $50 annually, your NHC Tour membership opens the door to qualifying for the world's richest and most prestigious handicapping tournament of the year, the National Horse Players Championship in Las Vegas. The year-long series of NTRA-sanctioned qualifying tournaments held at racetracks, off-track betting facilities, horse racing and handicapping websites, and casino racebooks send the top qualifiers to the national finals. To win an entry into the NHC, you must be a tour member. So sign up today at NTRA.com and get qualified for the 2027 NHC. The winner will receive $1 million. The National Horse Players Championship, where millions of dollars are won and Eclipse champions are crowned. Have you heard the news? You can get free Formulator Pass performances with DRF Bets. Sign up to get the best bonus in racing with a $250 deposit match and a $10 free bet, plus free Formulator Pass performances. Enjoy all the perks of using Formulator with projected odds, trainer patterns, race and horse notes, replays, and more. Never pay for past performances again. Just use the promo code WINNING when you register at drf.com/bet. That's winning at drf.com/bet. It's post time for Thoroughbred Los Angeles, the most informative and profitable hour of horse racing found anywhere. Thoroughbred Los Angeles is brought to you by Del Mar. Live racing is back where the surf meets the turf, now through September 7th. By the South Point Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas, where the action never stops. By the Pamplemousse Grill, make plans now for the ultimate dining experience when visiting Del Mar this summer. See you at the Pamplemousse Grill. By the OC Tavern, satellite wagering is back in San Clemente. By Today's Racing Digest, expert handicapping reports available from Bob Ike, John Lindo, and Bob Mazursky for Del Mar at todaysracingdigest.com. By the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association, it pays to own a cowbred. By the Ragazin Sheets, the most effective handicapping tool available. Get the sheets. By the Gas Lamp Tavern, satellite wagering is now available in downtown San Diego. By the National Thoroughbred Racing Association, join the NHC Tour and win your way to the 2027 National Horse Players Championship in Las Vegas. By Los Alamitos Night Quarter Horse Racing, sometimes your best day of racing is at night. By Bruce Finkelstein's BetOnBruce.com, selections from Southern California and key race meets across the country each racing day. And by the Derby Room at Fairplex Park in Pomona, where every horse player gets the VIP treatment. And now, here are your hosts, Bob Ike and John Lindo.
And welcome to Thoroughbred Los Angeles. I'm Bob Ike, joined by John Lindo. We are live from the Del Mar Press Box on closing weekend of Del Mar. Hard to imagine, but the eight-week run is almost over. 3 days of racing left, post time each day at 1:30. So take note of that, 1:30 with 11 race cards coming up on all three of the next days, closing day, Labor Day. John Lindo, we'll also have coverage today from Saratoga, where it's closing weekend there as well. 12 races on their card. The Spinaway Stakes is the feature. The Del Mar Debutante is our feature. We'll also have coverage today from Kentucky Downs, where the purse money flows. John Lindo, good morning. It's a bittersweet show for us, because as we get to the end here of the eight-week run, it's a long meet, it's a hard meet, but we love being down here.
Good morning, Bob. Yeah, you know, our last one of the summer, at least, at the press box here at Del Mar. But it's great. You get to see the horses working and we're talking horses. And better yet, we get to play the races at Del Mar. It sure went by fast.
It does go by fast. And when you're in the trenches, it doesn't always seem that way, especially as we wind down here. Long cards, lots of horses and races to handicap. Very challenging meet. But it's, you know, let's talk about, you know, some of our highlights and lowlights as we close it out here. First of all, I'm going to start with the safety record of the horses, which, again, was very, very good this
top
year.
Top notch. Yeah, absolutely. They did a great job. And horses were getting over not only the turf course, but the main track. They got over it well. They looked like they were coming back well. So the track maintenance crew did a fantastic
job. And
we
did not feel there were too many bias days either, John.
No, I had it fair almost every day of the meet. Once in a while, you'll catch a little speed bias on the dirt, but that's going to be California racing in general. Very fair. It was our job to find the best horses, which sometimes was tough.
It was. John, on a little side note, we did not have Del Mar weather here until the last couple days. 7 weeks of heat and humidity. Finally, it broke, and now we're kind of experiencing in the final week here what Del Mar weather is all about.
Yeah, when I got to the races here on Thursday, we had that sea breeze for the first time, and it's nice and cool this morning. It feels great. This is usually what we sign up for, a little bit of humidity this year, but again, there are other places that are dealing with a lot more than we are.
Exactly. John, a highlight here has been the continued good field size, and they've been able to maintain it year over year. We were talking earlier. We think this racing office here is probably the best in the country, considering what they do with the horse population available to them.
David Jerkins and Tom Robbins are proactive. They go out and they recruit horses with their Ship and Win program starting in the winter of the year leading into the summer. They start out and go around the country. They get these barns to come out. And not only that, once they get them out here, they make sure those horses get a chance to race. They write races for the horses that they come in. They know their horse population. They write races for the horses that are here. How many times have we seen when we get the text in the racing office, the book is good for the day on entry day? That's a sign they know what they're doing. Hats off to David Jerkins and Tom Robbins. You see the field sizes. Again, there are some lesser quality races as far as the cheaper claimers, but that's what we have to deal with. Get them in there, let them run in a full field of 12. It's a good gambling race.
But to your point, John, about riding the races these horses are going to run in, and this is closing weekend, you're going through the past performances, you're seeing a number of horses making their third start of the meet.
Exactly. If they know it's going to fill, they'll ride it back. And yeah, we've got a couple horses trying to make it three wins at the meet. Oh, Net Par runs this weekend, and that's one example. But so they're getting a chance, and you want to run here because the purse money's so good.
Ship and Win program continues to do well. Those numbers are excellent. And John, one thing we noticed was how dominant Shippers came in and did it in our stakes races here, and a higher percentage. The Bing Crosby, I remember, was almost all Shippers. Graham Motion, we've talked about him, 3 for 3 at the meet, all stakes wins.
Yeah, Brad Freeman mentioned that since 2022, through this summer now, Graham Motion has shipped out 8 horses for stakes races during the summer meet at Del Mar. All 8 have won. 3 this year. We had Tam Tam come in to win the Del Mar Oaks for Phil Bauer. I think you're seeing a bigger presence of these shipping horses coming in at the higher end to take on our horses here in California.
Which you didn't used to see too much of.
No. It was tough.
They're smelling a little bit of blood in the water, I think.
And going for it.
Yeah, and they're doing very well. So that was one thing that was a little unusual for this summer, but it's fun to see these barns come in, and it's more of a handicapping challenge as well. How do they fit? Got to go back and watch their races. While we saw this summer, they fit pretty well.
Well, not only that, if they have a good experience, they're going to come back. So we're going to get some more of these barns participating in future Del Mar meets, and in the fall meet when we have the Turf Festival, I'm sure these guys will be back and want to get back out here.
We were trying to come up with a couple lowlights. There really weren't too many, John. One that you mentioned was the short field in the Del Mar Futurity, which is a little disappointing.
Yeah, there's only 5 in that race. It goes tomorrow as the 4th race. 3 horses trained by Doug O'Neill, 2 by Bob Baffert. So only 2 trainers had horses to go in the Del Mar Futurity. And that division, the 2-year-old division, was really light this summer. There were a couple of maiden races that did not fill. So that's a little bit of concern, because those are going to be our three-year-olds next year that we're going to try and follow for the Derby Trail. We need to get a bigger influx of those type of horses and participate, because there's going to be a lot of money on the line working their way toward the Santa Anita Derby and then Kentucky Derby. We need those horses out here.
For my taste, John, we run too many of the 5-furlong turf sprints. But, you know, they fill. That's the thing. They fill almost at every level. I wish there was a way to, you know, have a little more variance of distance, because 5 furlongs is not right for a lot of horses. It's too short for some, and then it carries, you know, some phony speed horses a little longer than normally would. You know, not my cup of tea, so many of them, but they do fill, and they're competitive races.
Well, under the current track configuration, you either go 5 furlongs, which is the end of the, you know, top of the backstretch heading down the backside, or you have to go 2 turns. There's no in between. So unless Del Mar can figure out a way to find an extended sprint, that's the option we have.
John, we were talking about the jockey trainer standings. Well, Doug O'Neill's made it a runaway in the trainer standings, basically from wire to wire. He started hot, he stayed hot, and he's dominant.
I think he had a 10-winner lead in the trainer standings going into this final week. I think he had 24 wins going to Thursday. And just an unbelievable meet. Like, and he's been winning all kinds of different races. You talked about the Bing Crosby. Listen Up Chance won that. He's been represented in everything.
Every category.
And they're running well.
In the jockey race, Joel Rosario is going to win the title. He's got a 7-length lead over Juan Hernandez going into the last 3 days. And pretty amazing. Well, I think he'll win the title. I guess anything can happen, John. But it's pretty amazing the way Rosario started. I remember he was 3 for 58 early in the meet. We were sort of chastising him on this show about, you know, what's up, Joel? You're not coming out of the gate. You don't, you know, you're not putting horses in the race. All of a sudden, he caught fire, and it looks like he'll be the leading rider.
And, you know, what we saw when he came out to California again toward the end of Santa Anita, that's what caught my eye. All of a sudden, he was aggressive. He was popping horses out of the gate, putting horses in the race. And he kind of fell back a little bit into that habit down at Del Mar, letting the horses kind of place themselves. And I don't know if his agent, Billy Castle, had a little talk with him, but all of a sudden he got aggressive
again. Little fire.
Yeah, he said, put him in the race, and it's worked. And he has been fantastic the last 4 or 5 weeks.
John, we were looking at the jockey trainer standings before the show. You talk about a meet of haves and have-nots.
Yes.
I mean, there's a huge discrepancy between the guys that did well and the guys who did not in both the jockey and the trainer categories. And we've talked about it many, many times at Del Mar. You need to come out running here in the first week or two. And if you don't, the wheels start to come off.
You're going to see a lot of 1 for 20-somethings, a lot of 2 for 30 or 40. Same thing with the trainers, you know, be 1 for 18, 0 for 20. There's a lot of that, unfortunately. And the cluster at the top, they're winning a vast majority of the races.
Yeah, great point, John. All right, so let's recap a little bit from Travers Day last Saturday at Saratoga. First of all, we saw the best three-year-old in the country run, and it wasn't in the Travers, and we've been saying this since May at Churchill Downs. The two best three-year-olds were Englishman and Crude Velocity, and Crude Velocity's gone to the sidelines. Englishman hasn't. Good luck beating this horse in the Breeders' Cup Sprint.
Well, he came back in the Allen Jerkins and ran 7 furlongs and 120.71, just short of his track record at Saratoga. Earned a buyer speed figure of 117. That's one heck of a number. He's a three-year-old who is now being pointed to the Breeders' Cup Sprint. And like you say, Bob, this horse runs well fresh. He's got all kinds of speed. He's one of the best gate horses in the nation.
He pops the gate.
He leaves running, and he's rateable. Even though he's fast, he's not being asked to do it.
He opened up early, John, and then he went the quarter in 23. Just
yeah.
rated
Good luck catching.
Beautifully. Then he re-breaks. I mean, this horse has multiple gears. Only time he's been beaten was when Crude Velocity ran him down in the Pat Day Mile, that the distance was a little too far for him. He fought that horse off 2 or 3 different times, and finally Crude Velocity got him. I'm just a huge fan of Englishman, and Cherie DeVoe has done a great job with this horse.
You're right, and he is the best three-year-old in the nation. He has distance limitations, but that's okay. You run him where he belongs, and good luck trying to beat him. The other two stars to me on the Travers Day card were trainer Chad Brown, who won 4 races, all stakes races, and they were all ridden by Flavian Pratt, who picked up another one for Todd Pletcher, so he had 5 wins on the day. And you saw horses like a Fully Subscribed for Chad Brown win the Personal Ensign, Ways and Means, of course, Specialist winning the Ballerina. And then hats off to, how about Leading Change in the Travers?
Third
career start. He wins the Travers over Napoleon Solo and Golden Temple, who had been the leading, distance three-year-old.
Right.
And so we'll see how that shapes up. But that tells me a little bit maybe about the quality of those three-year-old route horses.
We've been waiting for somebody to emerge because through the Triple Crown just was not blown away. I know Golden Temple won two-thirds of it, full credit there. But the numbers were very ordinary. The competition was very ordinary. Finally, a three-year-old kind of came to the fore, a lightly raced in Leading Change. So we'll see if he continues on, and, he'll have to face older horses as we go into the Breeders' Cup, etc. John Hong Kong, oh, by the way, we will get into their jockey race with John Hardoon later, because
yes,
it's been a ding-dong battle there between three guys at Saratoga. Hong Kong champion Romantic Warrior retired. You had gone through some of his numbers and just the number of continents he ran out. What an incredible racehorse.
We never got to see him in the United States, but he had 31 career starts, 24 wins, 5 seconds. Earnings of $35.5 million. He's the richest horse ever, richest racehorse ever. He won the Cox Plate in Australia. He won in Japan. Obviously, he won a bunch of races in Hong Kong. And just a world traveler. And maybe his best race ever was in Defeat.
Right.
In the Saudi Cup, where he looped the field and ran past Forever Young. But Forever Young came back on him and got him right on the wire in one of the best races I've ever seen. This was just a tremendous racehorse. He's an 8-year-old now being retired. He was a gelding, so we got to see him for many years. And a pretty special racehorse, Romantic Warrior.
Absolutely. Well, let's get into some handicapping, John. We've got 3 days left to crush it. 33 races, 33 opportunities here. First of all, your Lindo report is always available for free at the South Point. Today you did Full Card Del Mar and you dived into Kentucky Downs. You're a braver man than I am, John. That place to me is an impossibility, but I'm going to wish you all the best. So tell us, let's get the phone number out at the South Point, and then I want to get your Del Mar selection.
Phone number at the South Point, 866-780-7223. Ask for Steve Johnson. We've got football fully underway today for college. Next week will be the pros in action. And find out how you can get out there. The race book is separate from the sports book. Again, 866-780-7223. Bob, before I make my pick, I drug down the show last week. I was the only guy not to pick a winner on the show.
You were the cooler, John.
I was the cooler, so let's hope I heat up. And then if not, I'm just going to listen to what you guys do because we'll recap what you guys did today, last week. It was awesome. I'm going to go to race 9 today at Del Mar. In the 9th race, a 1-mile turf race. These are 2-year-old maiden fillies. 2 starts to a stretch out for number 8, Dash. Kind of ran evenly in both dirt sprints, including the Sorrento Stakes. Drops back in with maidens now, switches to turf. I've always thought this is a 2-turn filly, watching the way she travels. She gets that today at the proper class level. I think she's the one to beat. So Dash is 7-2 in the morning line, number 8 in the 9th race at Del Mar. And Bob, you did your sheet today. You gave out the winner test score in the Del Mar handicap at $7 and change. So you're coming off a win. Let's finish it off the right way.
Yeah, I'm going to do all 3 days to close out this closing weekend, John. And today my best plays are races 7, 9, and 11. I put $144 into late pick 5, and I'm going to anchor it with a single in the very first leg of the pick 5, and it's a tough race. These are 2-year-olds. This is the Del Mar Juvenile Turf, going around 2 turns, most of them all for the first time. Anyway, I'm going to take a shot because I like the way number 8 off in the corner won first time out. He walked out of the gate. He got into gear. The Red Sea did open for him on the far turn because a horse lugged out, and definitely Rosario came through a big opening. But I like the way he kicked away. He galloped out strongly like a horse who will rout. He's had 2 more works over the turf course, including a 1:14-2 work that Clocker Andy Harrington really likes. So I think this is a good gamble in the 7th race. I'm going to start off with a single. I'm going to know early. My pick 5 is either really strong or dead in the water here. Race number 7, number 8, off in the corner, a single for me at 8-1 on the morning line. Hector Berrios takes over the mound. Let's take our first time out, John. When we come back, Bob Mazursky's back with us. Bruce Finkelstein from betonbruce.com. You are listening to Thoroughbred Los Angeles, a Saturday edition, AM 830 KLAA, and on the Angels radio app.
Radio.
AM 830.
Horse racing fans, the Southern California Thoroughbred Racing Circuit returns to beautiful Orange County with outstanding daytime racing at Los Alamitos, kicking off Friday, September 11th. First post is 1 p.m. Pacific. Every Saturday features major stakes action starting opening weekend with the inaugural running of the Becca Taylor Stakes on September 12th. We're also hosting our live on-track handicapping contest that same Saturday. Play for your chance to win a coveted seat at the National Handicapping Championship in Las Vegas. Complete contest rules and registration details are available now at losalamitos.com. The excitement continues the following week with the E.B. Johnson Stakes on Saturday, September 19th. It's six action-packed days of elite daytime thoroughbred racing. Plus, when the sun goes down, the fun continues with our big weekend day and night doubleheaders right here at the Orange County Oval. The Southern California Thoroughbred Racing Circuit is back. Opening day is Friday, September 11th. Visit losalamitos.com for details.
From conception to the starting gate, Legacy Ranch does it all. Located in the small town of Clements, Legacy Ranch sits on 145 beautifully manicured acres with lush paddocks for your mares and babies. The large pastures are irrigated year-round, and private paddocks are available too. Ranch manager Terry Knight is well known throughout California as a top-notch horseman and oversees the breaking and training of your young stock. The 5/8 mile training track is maintained to the highest standards under supervision of well-known track man Richard Tedesco and includes a starting gate and chute for gate workouts. Take a video tour of Legacy Ranch by going to LegacyRanchInc.com. Or better yet, farm owners Pete and Evelyn Perella invite you to schedule an in-person visit where you can meet Legacy Ranch Stallions Clubhouse Ride, Forbidden Kingdom, and Om, sire of Grade 2 Santa Margarita Stakes winner Om Enjoy. Get your young horses started the right way at Legacy Ranch. Contact Legacy Ranch at 510-928-4980 and start your journey to the winner's circle.
Attention Inland Empire racing fans. Watching and wagering on the races just got easier. The Derby Room located at Fairplex Park is open and ready to serve you. Watch and wager in the newly renovated Derby Room on races across the country starting at 9 a.m. each Wednesday through Sunday. Televisions throughout the Derby Room will keep you up to date on all sporting events. Add in great food and a great atmosphere and you'll have the ultimate horse player experience. For upcoming promotions, go to thederbyroom.com. Thederbyroom.com. See you at the Derby Room, 2201 North White Avenue in Pomona.
Owners and breeders, take advantage of new cowbred incentive programs from the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association. Starting in 2026, the Santa Anita Winter Meet will offer increased owners premiums of $12,500 for all winners of open, restricted, and cowbred maiden special weight races. For the 2026 Del Mar Summer Meet, that incentive bonus is $15,000. The 2026 Fall Del Mar Meet will offer a $12,500 bonus, and the 2026 Los Alamitos Thoroughbred Meets will offer a $10,000 bonus. Owners of mares bred in 2026 will be awarded $1,000 for each 2027 foal registered as a cowbred, up to 25 foals per breeder. CTA members will have the $100 foal registration fee waived for cowbreds foaled in 2025, 26, and 27. Travel reimbursements are also available for brood mares purchased out of state when they produce a cowbred foal. It pays to own, breed, and race in California.
G'day, this is Michael Rona, and you're listening to Thoroughbred Los Angeles on AM 830 KLAA.
Welcome back. Thoroughbred Los Angeles, Bob Ike, John Lindo, Earth, Wind, and Fire is bringing us into September, John.
I love it.
And we are going to talk about our cowbred of the week, who is now 2-for-2 and overcame a very slow start yesterday.
That was in the Generous Portion Stakes yesterday for Daytona Diamond. You're right, absolutely brutal start. She made a long run and got the money. She is by Tonalist out of the Ghost Zapper mare Zap Dance, is owned and was bred by Williamson Racing, trained by Carla Gaines, and Daytona Diamond is now 2-for-2 lifetime. Earnings are over $100,000 already, so congratulations to the connections and the owner breeder, Williamson Racing, of generous portion winner Daytona Diamond.
All right, let's bring in Bob Mazursky, who's back with us. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning, Bob. How are you?
We're doing well, Bob. I understand the birthday was a rousing success. I got some pictures and a report from Kurt Hoover that everything went great. So belated again, congratulations and happy birthday, Bob.
Thank you so much. Hey, I got to thank my wife, Amy, my daughter, Stephanie, and my son-in-law, Chet, for hosting, my son, Matt, who did a lot, and his fiance, Caitlin, and everybody that attended, and hopefully by sometime this week I'll be fully recovered from it.
Well, Bob, you've got two great kids, Stephanie and Matt, and I understand they gave some heartfelt speeches and really kind of highlighted, you know, your positivity, Bob, and your upbeat attitude and never getting down at all, right?
Exactly. You know, they did a great job, and my grandchildren were great too. So no, it was just a great overall day, and I couldn't be more grateful for everybody that came.
Well, great. Good to hear, Bob. Sorry couldn't be there, but I did get some full reports, so very happy about that. Well, Bob, on the horse racing front, I wanted you to preview today's Del Mar Debutante, the Grade 1, which goes as race number 10. Bob Baffert, as usual, holds a very strong hand. John, how many of these has he won? 17 or 8?
I think he said 19 on the fraternity. I think he's at 12 on the debutante.
Yeah, well, just a crazy number. But he's got the favorite in Miss Monica and the Sorrento winner in Home Beast. So, Bob, how'd you see this one?
Well, I think Miss Monica is going to be very, very difficult to beat, given the way she won first time out. And she's perfectly drawn going 7-8. She's got the 9-hole, so they can kind of play the break and see where they want to position her. But I think it's her race to lose, and I'd be very surprised if she got beat. I mean, Holmby, I respect. I'm a little bit questionable about her going 7/8 of a mile. And then you have the trainer I respect a lot coming in, Brendan Walsh with Panda Listing, who crushed Ohio Bred last time. This is obviously a lot different task. And then even the Calbred Free Closer, she bounced back last time. And, you know, if the race completely falls apart, I guess she could get a piece. But it's Miss Monica's race to lose, and I think it's just best to just try to single her in the exotics and hope you can get a prices around her.
Now, Bob, let's put on your publicity hat at Los Alamitos. The Thoroughbred meet kicks off there next Friday. It's a two-week meet. So let's get the details, post times, any changes in the wagering menu. And one of the best things you guys have is that handicapping contest for the horse players.
Yeah, the handicapping contest is the first Saturday of the meet, next Saturday, September 12th. Our racing is 11th, Friday, September 11th through the 13th, and then we'll come back for one more week, the 18th through the 20th, post time, 1 o'clock every day. Next Saturday is the inaugural running of the Becca Taylor Stakes, named after the Calbred Philly, who won 9 out of 10 for Nick Alexander, Steve Miotti, and including the great Lady M in 2022. So it's honoring her. It's a 6-furlong race for 3-year-old fillies. Then the following week is a race that's been run for a long time, both first at Fairplex and then at Los Al, the E.B. Johnson for older Calbreds going a mile. That's 3-year-olds and up, and that'll be run on the 19th. So, yeah, the wagering menu is basically the same, and as you mentioned, the handicapping contest is next Saturday.
Excellent news, and I'm glad to see the stakes races representing the Cowbreds out there. That's a good sign. Now we got to make some money for today. The guys were hot last week while you were gone, Bob, so pressure's on you and me. I went 0-for. The rest of the guys hit the nose on, and we'll go through some of these price winners the rest of the show, but how about a radio play from you?
I love the way number 7, Path to Power, won last time. He's a 3-year-old, I think, on the way up. I don't think he's going to have any problems stretching to the 11 furlongs. He's a horse maybe on the way up, and some of these others maybe have seen better days, so I'm going to hope that he continues his improving pattern and get the job done. Number 7, Path to Power, listed at 4-1 on the program in race 2.
Path to Power for Bob Mazursky. First time gelding last time, and certainly responded, Bob. You'll get 4-1 on the morning line, so good luck with that. Good to have you back. Good luck on a upcoming Los Al meet. We'll talk to you again soon.
Sounds good, guys. Have a good day. Good luck to everyone.
Okay, that was Bob Mazursky. Let's bring in Bruce Finkelstein from BetOnBruce.com. Good morning, Bruce.
Good morning, Bob. Good morning, John. How's it going, guys?
Doing really well. Wanted you to preview the Del Mar Juvenile, which I gave out earlier as my radio play. And feel free to, you know, knock me off the block again, as you often do, Bruce, if you if you don't agree with off in the corner.
Okay, I don't, to be honest.
Okay, all right. Perfect.
But nothing personal, Bob. I love you.
No.
I really like the cowbred here for the Carla Gaines, who won yesterday's feature race, Golden Century. I thought this was kind of a flawless debut by this filly, by this gelding. He sat inside and looked like maybe Kimura right off the leaders on the turn. He was thinking about maybe going outside, but he stuck to the rail. He eventually ran down the front runner. Here's what I loved. The switch leads at the eighth pole. This horse did it like an older horse, and when he switched leads, put his head down and just annihilated that field. I think he's a horse that should have no problem with the mile. He came back, if you watch on First Racing on August 21st, a 58 and change workout. They put him behind a horse. Again, he switched leads in the stretch and took off late. This horse has a big stride. I really think, even though he's cowbred, I think he's got a big shot here. Shadow Nation, I think, is going to get overbet. I'll make him my third choice. He had a perfect trip after a little bit of a slow start, but been away 3 months. I think he's a use. The horse that I fear is Hoaxer for Baffert. I thought Juan Hernandez kind of gave this horse a race. They just weren't that urgent with him early. He didn't really get much of a push down the backstretch, and he finished on his own, flying at the end of that 5/8 race. I think there's a horse that's going to really appreciate the distance. Kind of in order of preference, the 4 Golden Century, I really fear the 7 Hoaxer, and marginally I will throw in the favorite, the 5 Shadow Nation.
Well, Bruce was one of the guys who gave us a big winner last week, John, so jump on in.
Yeah, he gave out Roscoe's Brother at 1580 at Del Mar last Saturday. Bruce, we'll get a play from you out of state and here at Del Mar. Big card at Saratoga. It's huge money available today at Kentucky Downs. Where do you want to go out of state for your first play?
Yeah, let's go to Saratoga's 10th race. And Linda Rice has been really, got off to a bad start. You were talking about Rosario getting off to a slow start. It's hard to imagine Linda Rice got off to a bad start here, because she's been on fire the last month and a half or so. And she brings a horse here, number 2, Papa Yo. Interesting horse. She claimed this horse at the end of March, ran at Oaklawn, ran back in 3 weeks, and really kind of was dull in that race. I think she gave this horse some time off, almost 4 months recovery time, came back at Saratoga. I thought this horse was super impressive in a starter allowance race. Manny Franco shoved this horse early. I think the plan A was to go to the lead, but there was another speed horse right beside him by the name of Google Joke, and they kind of separated from the field. I think Franco then went to plan B. He eased this horse back down the backstretch, then went around the front runner, engaged him, and then blew the field away, winning off by open lengths, by 5 lengths. I think with maybe a more patient ride, he would have even run better. He's got the mile and an eighth race over the track today's distance. He gets Castellano, who's really been riding in good form here of late. And I think with other speed, he can sit chilly and pounce on these. Race 10, let's go with the 2. Papa Yo listed at 10-1 on the morning line.
And Bruce, let's get your Del Mar play as well.
I'm going to go to the opener. Let's go with the 2 horse, On the Burner. This is a horse that chipped in from Churchill, ran twice around one turn, one on the turf, in the slop, ran second in both races. But I thought he ran a pretty darn good race on August 2nd. He went a mile, and he got pressured on the lead, and this was a fast tempo. He was right there for about 7 furlongs, then kind of got tired. The race actually set up nicely for the eventual winner, Esos. If you go back on that day on 8-2, this was one of the few days. You guys were talking about bias. It's only a couple of days where I thought speed wasn't good, and this was one of them. I thought this was a track that really lent itself to closers. I love this horse now shortening back up to one turn, has the stamina built into him off the mile race here, and I think he is absolutely set for his best. Race one, let's go with the two on the burner, 7-2 on the morning line.
And Bruce, tell us what's available today at the website.
Full card analysis at Del Mar with also the last six races of the day at Saratoga. We call that the combo platter. Audio also with that. And then we have the best four plays at Del Mar. Audio also included. All at Bet on Bruce.
Thank you, Bruce. Good luck today. We'll talk again next week.
Take care, Bob.
Late on the break, let's take it. John Hardoon from the Rags and Sheets, he's up next, and Scott Shapiro, that'll be the next segment of Thoroughbred Los Angeles Saturday edition, AM 830, KLAAN on the Angels radio app.
It's a nice day for a white wedding. It's a nice day to
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
For over 50 years, today's Racing Digest has been dedicated to the survival of horse players. Every edition is a handicapping lesson full of key angles and data, exclusive to today's Racing Digest and our customers. Looking for extra help? Go to todaysracingdigest.com and get information each racing day from our staple of handicappers, including Bob Ike, Bob Mazursky, and John Lindo in Southern California. Summer racing includes major races from Del Mar, Saratoga, Monmouth, and Kentucky Downs. Today's Racing Digest has the information you need from tracks all around the country to get you from the starting gate to the finish line. Purchase your copy of Today's Racing Digest on track at Del Mar or go to todaysracingdigest.com. Set up an account and choose the track you play or the handicapper you follow. It's that simple. Today's Racing Digest, a must for serious handicappers since 1970. Can't make it to Del Mar from downtown San Diego? The Gaslamp Tavern is now open for satellite wagering. Located just blocks from Petco Park, take advantage of the great food and beverage menu while watching and wagering on races across the country, including Del Mar. Post time each day is 10 a.m. Get into the action before walking over to your next Padres game. Group reservations and private parties are welcome, too. The Gaslamp Tavern, 868 Fifth Avenue in San Diego. For more information, log on to GaslampTavern.com or call 619-858-8862. Make sure to say hi to owner Rick Borbo when you cash in your next winning ticket at the Gaslamp Tavern. See you at the Gaslamp Tavern soon. From Santa Anita to Del Mar, to key race meets around the country, Bruce Finkelstein's Bet on Bruce has you covered. Full card selections and featured races throughout the country available every racing day at betonbruce.com. Get advice on multi-wager ticket structures and improve your return on investment with Bruce Finkelstein's betonbruce.com. Bet on experience. betonbruce.com.
Nearly 50 years ago, Len Ragazin formulated the idea of speed ratings. Today, the Ragazin Sheets are still America's premier speed rating product. Who uses Len Ragazin speed ratings? Trainers use the Ragazin Sheets to place their horses. Breeders check the Ragazin Sheets before making million-dollar decisions. And jockey agents consult the Ragazin Sheets when choosing which horse to ride. But most importantly, the Ragazin Sheets are used by players like you. The Ragazin Sheets are available online at thesheets.com. Our website also offers free introductory material, including an online seminar. You can also receive free introductory material by calling us directly at 212-674-3123. That's the Ragazin Sheets at 212-674-3123. Ragazin, the most respected name in racing.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Welcome back. Thoroughbred Los Angeles. Bob Ike, John Lindo, live from Del Mar. And John, how about a word from the NTRA and some NHC qualifiers today?
Well, the NHC winner in 2027 receives $1 million. And to get there, there are a few qualifiers today. There's the $1,500 King of the Turf Handicapping Challenge at Kentucky Downs. You can also play it through Express Bet and Twin Spires. There's a $165 live qualifier for players who have not yet won a seat in the 2027 NHC at horseplayers.com. Also at horseplayers.com, a $500 live qualifier, and that's open to anybody. So three different ways to get to that 2027 NHC.
And as here at Del Mar, as we mentioned, closing day, of course, Monday, John, mandatory payouts in all pools. And to help us along with that, some free data.
Yeah, this is a promo that's worked very well for Del Mar. It's called Data on Us. If you go to the Del Mar website, www.dmtc.com/data on us, give them your email address. They will send you links to different handicapping tools like Thorograph, Today's Racing Digest, and a couple of others. It's free. If you haven't tried one of the products, get a look, and it doesn't cost you anything.
Let's bring in John Hardoon from the Rags and Sheets. Good morning, John.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Doing well. We saw a really good Travers last week. By the way, you picked the winner, Leading Change, at $22.76. So congratulations, John. But out of that Travers, lo and behold, a HISA whip violation for not one but two jockeys, Manny Franco and Johnny V, who finished 1-2. They got some penalties from HISA.
Yeah, okay, so we talk about it all the time. This is the only sport where you get penalized for trying harder. With all the problems Heiss has had over the last couple of weeks with the Fairhill nonsense that went on when they had the five winners in one day, and with the Marshall Graham nonsense, this is what they decide to do. Make this, you know, the biggest race of the summer, and that's what they got out of it, whip violations. Just think
and
about
as-
how ridiculous they are.
And as a side note, Churchill Downs is asking the FTC for an independent review of HISA, which I think we all welcome that, as John mentioned. Fairhill 5, Marshall Graham getting into the HISA portal, breaching information. So one mess after another. John Hardoon, you guys have an outstanding jockey race going. Pratt at 66, Jose Ortiz at 66, Franco won the first race. He's trying right now in the stretch run to get up. Is he going to get there, John?
He's about a half length behind. Does he get to the wire?
He got left real bad, but he's a...
He's not going to get there. Okay, that would have given him 66 as well. So anyway, three guys within one winner, a couple of them going to Kentucky Downs. So I think Manny Franco is going to end up winning this thing, John.
Well, Manny Franco's a lock for the simple reason. On Monday, Manny Franco has 12 mounts here for the 12 races. Pratt and Ortiz or anyone else aren't going to be here. So I would say he's in pretty good shape.
All right. We always get two picks from you, John Lindo.
Well, John, let's go out of state first. How about a play from Saratoga?
Okay, so let's look at the ninth race today, which is 5.5 furlongs on the turf. And I absolutely love the number 8 horse in here, Brightline Bullet. A 4-year-old gelding for the Miguel Clement barn. Go back and watch his last race when he tried grass for the first time. All kinds of trouble. He was breaking from the inside that day. He got off poorly, had a zigzag through the stretch, and just missed. Now he draws an outside box, 7-2 on the morning line. Number 8, Brightline Bullet, wins today's ninth race out of Saratoga.
And coming out to Del Mar, John, what race do you want to go to?
Let's look at the third race today. It's a maiden event, but I love the number 7 horse in here, Convo. This 4-year-old filly for the John Sadler barn has 2 career starts, and she actually has run very well in both of them. Joel Rosario aboard to ride, 7-2 on the morning line. I like number 7, Convo, to win today's third race out of Del Mar.
Hopefully a couple more winners from John Hardoon. Give us the website coordinates, John, and the pricing options.
JONHARDOON.com, 3 best plays, $10, full car, $25. Today we have 3 tracks up. We have Saratoga, Kentucky Downs, and Del Mar Selections.
Good luck, my friend. Have a good day. We'll talk next week.
Thanks, guys. Stay safe and be well.
John Hardoon from the Rags and Sheets. Let's bring in Scott Shapiro from ExpressBet. Good morning, Shapper.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are we doing?
We're doing well. And again, thank you as part of the crew last week giving out a winner. Am I going to try to pronounce this, John?
Varab Hadrasana.
That's right.
I had
Varab
to practice.
Varab Hadrasana. We all practiced a lot. $22.08, Shapper. Great job.
Thank you. second-time starter against some big-ticket items that I hadn't run before, and another couple second-time starters, and ran even better than I expected. So enjoy.
Bob, I would have never made that a radio play because I couldn't pronounce it.
No,
I give him credit for that.
Just give us a number next time, Schaffer. No, great job, buddy. Really appreciate it. Well, we wanted you to preview the Nashville Derby today at Kentucky Downs, and just as a side note here, John, the purse money, 5 stakes today at Kentucky Downs, totaling $9.75 million, including this $3 million Nashville Derby. Schaffer, how'd you see the race? Race 8 at Kentucky Downs.
$3 million, mile and 5/16. It's the second richest turf race in the state after the Breeders' Cup Turf. Who would have thought the previous Dueling Grounds Derby just a few years ago? But last year it was Wimbledon Hawkeye beating Burnham Square. It was European horses the last couple of years, so it suggests they see the big money. They're sending over better horses, and they're sending over Causeway, they being Aiden O'Brien and Coolmore and that crew. This is a horse that won King Edward as well as a few other stakes races in the springtime, and then finished well-beaten seventh in the Grade 1 Grand Prix de Paris from Maltese Cross. I don't claim to be a European international horse expert, but I know these connections bring this horse in. I would assume, you know, it's tough for me. I would think that maybe with the big money and a, you know, kind of a random horse to them, they might be taking a shot. It wasn't what they thought over there, but then you think maybe this is the best they got for that big kind of money. So I could see either way that the price is likely going to be pretty short. Glacius is the Saratoga Derby winner, was previously first-time stakes then, wired out the field then, and inside speed has been very good thus far at the Kentucky Downs meet. Glacius possesses both. Luis Saez will be back aboard. I think those are probably the likeliest winners, and they're both European. But I'm going to take a big swing with number 10, Go Gray. Mike Maker has done this before, claimed the horse that most might look at the pedigree and say a mile and 5/16 is out of his scope. But I've been following Go Gray before Maker claimed him. I've actually lost money on him back-to-back starts. So I'm familiar with this horse, but I think especially two back had a legitimate excuse. You get Jose Ortiz, you get first claim Maker stretching out. Of course, it's going to be a huge price. We know that can happen in Kentucky Downs. I'll go with number 10, Go Gray, at 20-1 on the morning line.
Love it, Schaffer. Big swing there. John Hardoon. John Lindo, sorry.
Well, Scott, we always get a play. Usually you get a play from Saratoga. Do you have something there that you like for the radio?
I do. I'm going to come with another second-time starter, John, in a maiden race at 7 furlongs where there's a lot of firsters, and there's also a first second-timer shipping in from Kentucky for Cox and Godolphin. But number 8, Jackpot Rocket, Bill Mott's second-time starter, debuted on August 1st over this course. Went off at 8-1. They ran 1-2 around the track. This horse finished third after a slight bobble and a move angling out outside, not the kind of move that was successful that day. And Junior Alvarado didn't go to Arlington that day for the Arlington Million to ride Fort Washington and a couple of other options. Beta Saratoga only had a couple of mounts, and they were two-year-olds. I had a feeling one of them might be the horse. I think this is the one potentially, if I'm not reading too much into it. That combined with the effort, solid gallop out, I think, against the flow. Jackpot Rocket with some good upside. Number 8, 8-1 in race 7 at Saratoga.
7th at the Spa. It's the 8-horse Jackpot Rocket. 8-1 morning line as Schaffer tries to go 2 weeks in a row. Have a great day, buddy. We'll talk to you again next weekend.
All right. Good luck closing weekend, guys.
All right. Hey, John, before we break, we've got a minute or so here. Let's thank our sponsors who keep the show going for us here, starting with Del Mar, who's been very generous and given us their support for year over year, and just a great summer here.
It's been over 20 years we've been on KLAA, and Del Mar's been with us, everyone. Thank you so much for that. The South Point Hotel takes care of all the customers we send out there. Everybody that comes back says nice things, so it's nice to recommend somebody that you know is going to take care of your customers. The NTRA, letting us help promote the NHC. the Derby Room, which we'll see Bob Bike back pretty soon. Legacy Ranch, we can't do it without Pete and Nev. They're the best. Today's Racing Digest and we, others.
They've been with us forever.
Forever,
John.
Yeah. We and you know we sell our stuff off of their website. The Gas Lamp Tavern down here in San Diego, the OC Tavern in San Clemente, Los Alamitos, again, been with us since the beginning. These guys are fantastic. And the CTBA, who lets us promote the Cowbreds that are so important to Southern California racing.
Thank you to all, one and all. It's keeps us going. John and I love doing the show. Some people have no doubt heard about the Angels being sold, and along with that, radio station and all. So who knows, John? We're just hoping status quo continues for many years to come.
Well, as they get better, that's only going to help us.
Exactly. Let's take our final timeout. When we come back, Ed Burghardt, he's sitting in again this week for Michael Rona, who's down in Kentucky. That's the final segment of Thoroughbred Los Angeles, AM 830 KLAA, and on the Angels radio app.
Horse players, join the National Handicapping Championship Tour and take the first step at becoming a legend. For as little as $50 annually, your NHC Tour membership opens the door to qualifying for the world's richest and most prestigious handicapping tournament of the year, the National Horse Players Championship in Las Vegas. The year-long series of NTRA-sanctioned qualifying tournaments held at racetracks, off-track betting facilities, horse racing and handicapping websites, and casino racebooks send the top qualifiers to the national finals. To win an entry into the NHC, you must be a tour member. So sign up today at NTRA.com and get qualified for the 2027 NHC. The winner will receive $1 million. The National Horse Players Championship, where millions of dollars are won and Eclipse champions are crowned. Satellite wagering has returned to San Clemente at the newly renovated OC Tavern. Located just east of the 5 Freeway at 2969 South El Camino Real, the OC Tavern has outdoor public seating, a fully renovated dining room, updated food and beverage options, easy parking, and a great satellite wagering room. Catch all your favorite sporting events, never miss a big race, and enjoy the views of the Pacific. Fun and games await you at the OC Tavern in San Clemente. Come back and check us out.
It's another huge weekend of nighttime racing action at Los Alamitos. Get ready to cash in on night racing's best bets all weekend long, featuring our popular early and late pick four wagers and the traditional pick six. And remember, we'll add $10,000 of new money to the pick six pool this Sunday night if there isn't a carryover. The pick six promotional pools often reach the $70,000 mark. And racing fans, make your plans now to join us for more stakes racing action this month. The Mildred Vessels Memorial Handicap on Saturday, September 12th, led by AQHA champion Shakin' Gone On and recent stakes winner Bold and Beautiful. Plus the PCQHRA Breeders' Futurity on September 13th, featuring some of the top juveniles in the nation. It's great quarter horse racing action every weekend at Los Alamitos. For Vessels Club reservations, call 714-820-2681 or join us at Burghardt Sports Bar. Watch our live streams at losalamitos.com and at LosAlQH on YouTube.
The South Point Hotel Casino is a must-visit on your next trip to Las Vegas. Racebook manager Steve Johnson invites you to the only racebook in Las Vegas separate from the sports book. With 11 restaurants, the South Point Hotel has something for everyone. From Michael's to Baja Miguel's, enjoy a wide variety of options for every price range. The 400-foot showroom makes for an intimate experience, enjoying live music, comedy, and an 1,100-square-foot dance floor. And the South Point is the only location in Las Vegas with Kentucky Derby and Breeders' Cup viewing parties. Come out and try the horse player-friendly South Point Hotel Casino. For reservations, contact Steve Johnson at 866-780-7223 or log on to southpointcasino.com and see why the South Point Hotel Casino has been a local favorite for decades. See you at the South Point Hotel Casino.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Welcome back. Final segment of Thoroughbred Los Angeles. Let's bring in Ed Burghardt. He's filling in for Michael Rona as he did last weekend. Good morning, Ed.
Morning, Bob. How are you?
Doing great, Ed. How's it been to be back in the booth?
It's always enjoyable coming back, visiting with people I haven't seen in quite a while. I go on the back stretch, and you know, I'm glad I'm just doing it a couple times a year anymore, though. The day-to-day activity, I'm glad Michael's taken over. He's done a great job for me, but I still enjoy especially the bigger races, and we've got the Golden State Derby tonight, so with the 10-horse field, that'll have me on my toes a little bit more.
Yeah, tell us about that race and some of the major contenders in there, Ed.
Yeah, the major contender on paper, High Octane, is the fastest qualifier. Did not impress me quite as much in the trials this year as he did last year when he was one of the top qualifiers for the Los Al 2 Million. Definitely the horse to beat, but if you look at the past performance lines, he wins his trial races, yet to come back in the finals and win. That's a big concern for me. So my selection will be You Are the Best. It's on my radio play, but You Are the Best has won two out of her last three. She draws a good post outside of High Octane, so she has a little bit more upside than me. I like the way she won her last outing.
Okay, that's the 9, You Are the Best. I'm going to turn it over to John Lindo here. And Ed was yet another guy, John, who gave us a winner to close it out. I don't want you to feel bad, John Lindo, because, you know, you've had your scores down here. You've had a good meet, but, boy, you really stunk it up last week.
I really did. I stunk up. I feel so inadequate, but I'm going to go on anyways. We're going to press on. Hey, with the 1:30 post time today down at Del Mar, Ed, what is first post time tonight at Los Alamitos?
Yeah, we're scheduled at 7:05 for our first race tonight, and we've got an 8-race program with the Golden State Derby, the final race. And that's the concluding leg of our pick six, which will start on race number 3.
Okay, and how about an official radio play from Los Alamitos?
I'm going to go to the 4th race. I like the exact box 2-6 in there. The 2 Chocolate Kiss, the first time started it. Got outworked by Favorite Morning, but I thought it was the better of the two in that workout. And Favorite Morning won first time out last week pretty impressively. And Cancel Culture barely got beat in the debut against Test Pilot, who's come back to qualify for some major futurities, but will be over bet. So my suggestion is to bet the 2 Chocolate Kiss to win and make an exacta box of 2-6.
Very good. 4th race at Los Al, the 2 Chocolate Kiss to win, 6-1 on the line, boxed with the morning line favorite, Cancel Culture. And you'll turn it back over to Michael next week, Ed, but it was great having you out here. Always appreciate your work, and just hearing you periodically is great for all of us.
No, and I enjoy it, and I'll be back for the first 3 weeks of October when Michael makes his annual trip to Australia. So you'll get me at least one more year, 3 more weeks.
Awesome. Love
Excellent.
It.
Good
Love
to
it,
hear.
Ed. Safe travels back home, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks, Bob. Thanks, John.
All right. Well, that about does it, John. We got a couple minutes left. Just want to thank you for all the work you do putting this show together, getting our sales and our ads out and getting all the sponsors. And you do all the hard work, John. You put the itinerary together. I just come in, glance at it, and start talking.
Yeah, well, that's fun. And you know, also, if you missed any part of the show, our website, thoroughbredla.com, you have the full archives there, not only for our show, but Mike Wilman's 2 hours from 8 to 10 every Sunday. The archives are there for that as well. So, you know, if you're missing a selection, go ahead and listen to that before we get to the races with the post time.
John, like a dummy, we just had Ed on, and I forgot to ask him. The Rio Doso is closing, and they're moving those big races to Lone Star in 27.
You know, the home of the All-American Futurity, All-American Derby, they've had flooding problems the last couple of years. They're not going to race at Rio Doso anymore. So those races will be moving to Lone Star Park in Texas. It's good and bad. Yeah, Lone Star will do a good job of handling those races, but in the mountains at Rio Doso, that small town, to have those big races there, that was really an event. I feel bad for the folks out of Rio Doso.
Yeah, never got there, John. Always heard how beautiful it was.
Well, Steve Anderson from Daily Racing Form was telling me for years, you got to get out there. It's really something. And I like towns that are racetrack towns. I think I would have really enjoyed it there.
Never got to Ferndale either. That bugged me.
No. So we're going to have to make do with what we got.
Don't forget, 1:30 post today and for the next 3 days of racing. We close on Monday, Labor Day. Thanks to Christian and all the guys that have worked inside. They do a great job for us. Mike Wilman's here from 8 to 10 tomorrow. Stay tuned for Andy Harris and the SoCal Restaurant Show. It's been a pleasure. We'll be back here at Del Mar in November. Cash some tickets this weekend. Close out strong. We will talk to you again next Saturday when Los Al starts.